here's a story from The World.
Clean your plate. That's something I heard growing up here in the U.S. In China, people are hearing the same from the highest levels of government. Chinese leader Xi Jinping himself has issued a directive to the nation to stop wasting food. The campaign is called Operation Empty Plate, and it's aimed at reducing the level of food waste nationwide. According to one study, China throws away enough food to feed between 30 and 50 million people a year. The World's Rebecca Kanther reports from Shanghai.
Business is back to normal at a popular hot pot restaurant in Chengdu. Groups sit around circular tables dipping meat and vegetables into the bubbling broth. The owner, Lai Shengqiang, says that many of his customers invite friends or business contacts for meals at his restaurant.
When they're inviting somebody out for dinner, some people feel like they have to overorder to make a good impression.
And this is what's led to a long-term problem in China: food waste. President Xi has tried to tackle this before. Back in 2013, a propaganda campaign reminded people, especially government agencies, to scale back on banquets piled high with food. This year, he's calling on the general public to think more about the issue of food security. The pandemic, flooding throughout China, and trade tensions with other countries all highlight the need to protect food supplies. Lai says the local restaurant association dropped by to inform him about Operation Empty Plate, but they didn't give him any specific guidelines to follow. So he has to figure out how to comply.
Every restaurant has their own approach. We're going to offer our customers two different portion sizes and sharing plates. That way, they can still feel like they have more options and can try more dishes.
Since family-style sharing is the norm here, restaurant servers are used to giving advice on how many dishes to order. But in the wake of Xi's campaign, some restaurants might have gone a bit too far. A restaurant in Changsha had to apologize after they put scales outside the front door for customers to weigh themselves. One viral video showed a manager eating his customers' leftovers. He's not the only one. Several videos capture teachers eating their students' leftover food. But Xi's directive has put pressure on one extremely niche group: live streaming competitive eaters. They're known as big stomachs. Their videos show people chomping their way through tables full of food, and in one case, downing an entire roast lamb in one sitting. They have a huge following here. But now, because of Operation Empty Plate, they've been essentially banned from broadcasting online. Today, when you search for Big Stomach on social media, the first result that pops up is this. It's a short video from China State News reminding people not to waste food. Most of the eating videos have been scrubbed, but a few still managed to get online. This one features a young woman wearing a checked gingham blouse and a big bow in her hair, very much a girl next door look. In the 7-minute video, she polishes off a big plate of udon noodles, a can of peaches, a bowl of black sesame rice dumplings, 3 dessert rolls, and a milk pudding dessert. It's no wonder the name she posts under is Can't Get Full. Lai Shengqiang, the restaurant owner, remembers a time when he actually couldn't get full. He was born in the years after the Great Famine, which killed tens of millions of people in the 1950s.
Well, it was a different time then. It was a planned economy, and we couldn't always eat as much as we wanted.
So he thinks the government's Operation Empty Plate makes sense. He looks at some of his customers' ordering habits and wishes they weren't so wasteful. Most of them accept his reminders to order less.
But some more traditional people, probably those who've been through harder times, think, I have money now. Or they think that this is a way to show their generosity.
Some people in China don't see things the way Lai does. They think the new campaign is an attempt to control another aspect of ordinary people's lives. A few restaurant owners I talked to are ignoring it. They don't want to offend their customers. But Lai says it's good for the country to plan ahead and try to prevent problems later on. For The World, I'm Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai.